morning at 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Julius Randle scored a season-high 44 points as he led the Knicks to their third straight victory, 123-112 over the slumping Hawks. Also, the Nets took down the Kings, 136-125. The Jazz rolled over the 76ers, 134-123. The Wizards ripped the undermanned Rockets, 131-119. And the Bulls pulled away from the Pacers in overtime, 120-112. In men's college basketball, number 16 Florida State drubbed number 7 Virginia, 81-60. In NBA news, the Cavaliers are reportedly making center Andre Drummond inactive for upcoming games as they pursue a trade for him. A source tells the Associated Press there is, quote, nothing imminent on the trade front. Drummond was a two-time All-Star with Detroit before he traded to Cleveland last year. On the ice yesterday, the Islanders extended their point streak to 7 games with a 3-1 win over undermanned Buffalo. It was the Sabres' first game in 2 weeks, with 6 regulars still sidelined as part of a COVID-induced break. Also, the Senators outlasted the Maple Leafs in overtime, 6-5. The Coyotes blanked the Blues, 1-0. The Sharks beat the Ducks, 3-2. And the Flames edged the Canucks in overtime, 4-3. In tennis at the Australian Open, Naomi Osaka has advanced to a semifinal showdown against Serena Williams. Osaka earned her 19th victory in a row by overpowering Shea Souey, 6-2, 6-2, while Williams beat number 2 Simona Halep, 6-3, 6-3. Lastly, in NFL news, former Chargers and Buccaneers wide receiver Vincent Jackson has been found dead in a Florida hotel room, days after authorities spoke with him as part of a welfare check. Police say Jackson was initially reported missing last week, and the case was canceled after officers found him in a Brandon hotel 2 days later. A hotel housekeeper reportedly found him dead yesterday morning. Police say there are no signs of trauma, and a medical examiner's office is looking into a cause of death. I'm Jesse King.